Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth, the catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Sims moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howard for a passed ball. Sims moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Sims scores. Salmon scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Cardenal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Howard. Cardenal moves to third. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews catches it and throws to first to double up Sims. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Ray Culp. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Stevenson now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball towards center. Cardinal catches it and throws to first to double up Harrelson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing third base. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Jerry Stevenson. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Vicente Romo now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.